Chamberlain turned back. The men were digging in, piling rocks to make a stone wall. The position was more than 100 yards long. Chamberlain could see the end of it, saw the 83rd Pennsylvania forming on his right. On his left, there was nothing. Nothing at all. Chamberlain called Kilrain, told him to check the flank, to see that the joint between regiments was secure. Chamberlain took a short walk. Hold to the last. To the last what? Exercise in rhetoric. Last man? Last shell? Last foot of ground? Last reb? The hill was shaped like a comma, large and round with a spur leading out and down. The 20th Maine was positioned along the spur. The other regiments curved around to the right. At the end of the spur was a massive boulder. Chamberlain placed the colors there, backed off. To the left of his line, there was nothing. Empty ground, bare rocks. He peered off into the darkness. He was used to fighting with men on each side of him. He felt the emptiness to his left like a pressure, a coolness, the coming of winter. He did not like it. He moved out in front of his line. Through the trees to his right, he could see the dark bulk of a larger hill. If the Rebs get a battery there, what a mess. This could be messy indeed. He kept turning to look to the vacant left, the dark emptiness. No good at all. Morrill's B Company was moving up. Chamberlain signaled. Morrill came up. He was a stocky man with an angular mustache, like a messy, inverted U. Sleepy-eyed, he saluted. Captain, I want you to take your company out there. Chamberlain pointed to the left. Go out a ways, but stay within supporting distance. Build up a wall, dig in. I want you there in case somebody tries to flank us. If I hear you fire, I'll know the Rebs are trying to get round. Go out a good distance. I have no idea what's out there. Keep me informed. Company B was 50 men, alone out in the woods. Chamberlain was sorry. They'd all rather be with the regiment. Messy detail. Well, he thought philosophically, so it goes. He moved on back up the hill, saw Morrill's men melt into the trees. Have I done all I can? Not yet. Not yet. Artillery was coming in again behind him. All down the line, in front of him, men were digging, piling rocks. He thought of the stone wall at Fredericksburg. Never, forever. This could be a good place to fight. Spirits rose. Left flank of the whole line. Something to tell the grandchildren. Nothing happening here. He hopped up the rocks, drawn toward the summit for a better look, saw an officer. Colonel Rice of the 44th New York, with the same idea. Rice grinned happily. What a view! He gestured. Chamberlain moved forward. Now he could see. Masses of gray rock wreathed in smoke, gray men moving. If Sickles had a line down there, it had already been flanked. He saw a Union battery firing to the south, saw sprays of men rush out of the woods, the smoke, and envelop it, dying, and then the smoke drifted over it. But now more masses were coming, in clots, broken lines, red battle flags plowing through the smoke, moving this way, drifting to the left, toward the base of the hill. Rice said, glasses to his eyes, My God, I can see all of it. Sickles is being overrun. He put the glasses down and smiled a foolish smile. You know, there are an awful lot of people heading this way. Chamberlain saw gleams in the woods to the south. Bayonets? Must get back to the regiment. Rice moved off, calling a thoughtful, Good luck. Chamberlain walked down back into the dark. Awful lot of people coming this way. 60 rounds per man. Ought to be enough. Colonel? At his elbow, Glazier Estabrook. Incapable of standing up straight, he listed like a sinking ship. He was chewing a huge plug of tobacco. Chamberlain grinned, happy to see him. Colonel, what about these here prisoners? Chamberlain looked. Six dark forms squatting in the rocks. The hard cases from the second main. He had completely forgotten them. Glazier said slowly around the wet plug, "Now, I wouldn't complain normal, Colonel. Only if there's going to be a fight, I gotta keep an eye on my cousin. You understand, Colonel?"